The following is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Corus Entertainment.
And good Sunday morning to everyone out there. Thank you so much for making us part of your Sunday. This is Your Life, Your Money with Chris Creston and Kelvin, the Money Guy. You can visit Kelvin's website anytime at askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca. Or you can pick up the phone and give him a call at 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. Kelvin, how are you doing this Sunday?
I am doing great. How are you doing, Chris?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. You know, I can't complain. Lots going on. Busy, always busy in the springtime, but always a good time, I find. If there's a, you know, I cannot complain if I get to go and putter around in the garden a little bit on the weekend.
Yeah, well, that's what myself and Veronica did yesterday. We went and bought all these flowers and plants, and oh my Lord. So it was a nice day, and today's going to be an even better day. So, yeah.
That's it. You know what? I inherited. I bought this house from a retired guy, the house that I live in right now. And he had the opportunity, because he was long retired, to just putter around the garden all the time. And just all summer long, the neighbors tell me he was transplanting things, planting things, doing just basically just some landscaping for fun. And that's what I'm hoping for in my retirement, just to be able to putter around in the garden and stuff. And that's, you know, we talk a lot about retirement on this show, but how I want to fund a retirement where I can comfortably mess around in the garden. And maybe if I kill a tree, who cares? I'll plant another one. That's the kind of level of retirement that I'm looking for.
You know, and it's funny, we all can have that, you know, if we take a little bit of time and just plan on what we want. Like I always say, live money life backwards. So for example, I want to retire when I'm 65. Well, what am I going to need when I'm 65? Mm-hmm. How much money am I going to need? But then we have to manage between now, depending what age you are, between now and that 65. And when we're in, you know, times like this where, you know, we're in pretty much unpredictable economic time. Every time you turn around, interest rates are going to go up, interest rates are going to go down. The Bank of Canada might raise rates again, or they might not. We don't know. Gas, you know, we hear is going up again. Food prices, everything is going up and up. And people are, you know, people are stressed. I think is money stressing you out? And that's the topic of today's show. And the reason, Chris, you know, is because I think over the last, I would say, 2 months, 3 months, a lot of calls from clients, people that listen to these shows, you know, to get my opinion. I don't know. I don't have a crystal ball, but I read a lot. And been doing this for 30 years, you kind of get some trends of what people should do and shouldn't do in times like this, right? You know, there's a survey that they found that overall about one-third of Canadians, so that's about 36%, you know, indicated that they're struggling to manage day-to-day finances, you know, or pay their bills. You know, this is, and it seems like this is especially the case for those under 60, 65, who are much more likely to be struggling to meet financial commitments. And that's like 39% versus 22% for those that are over age 65, you know, or older. And when I got to thinking about it, I thought, you know, the people that are over 65, they've experienced this before. These people were born in 1958. Right, if you're 65 today, right? So you've experienced, you know, the 1970 to 73, maybe not as a grown-up, like maybe as a little kid, but you saw your parents went through it, 1980 to 83, 1990 to 1993. We went through the same type of thing. So the people that are over 65 went through this, so they knew to save their money. They knew not to go and overspend, not to reach out and buy the things, you know, live within their means. And I think that's what's happening today, that many people over the last, say, 7 years live beyond their means because money was so cheap, right? I mean, you can go and buy a house and your mortgage rate was 1%. You can go and lease a car or buy a car with zero financing. And then what happens is the car companies and so on said, hey, you can buy this $50,000 car and financed it over 7 years at 0%. And we all got caught up in things like that. And now everything is coming to roost. So people are stressed out about what to do with money, right? And you know,
I
when you
think the
have a
car thing
problem.
is a big one too, where people, when you look at something like a car, it's such a, it makes you feel good about yourself. It makes you feel good about how other people feel about you. And so maybe you would have gone and leased a little bit more of an expensive car, or a little bit, whether you're looking for the badge on the front, or you're looking for the gizmos on the inside and the creature comforts on the inside. Something when you can finance it for 0%, you're not, it's not that you're not, you wouldn't have bought a car anyway, but maybe you're going to be spending a little bit more on it.
And those are some of the things. I mean, you have to enjoy your life. Like I say, you only live once, so you can't just hoard all your money and don't have a good time. But you have to have a balance. I think since the war started in April, last April to now, I think what it's teaching us, because it caused interest rates to go up and supply chain problems. I think what it's teaching us is to maybe live within our paycheck, don't go beyond that, and get back to the old rules that our parents taught us. Save for the rainy day, because these days, this is the rainy day, right? So those of us that didn't do it, I think you should seek out a financial advisor. Seek professional advice when it comes to you to anything, really, to be honest with you. I do a lot of statistic reading and so on, and what we find is using a professional financial advisor is very critical when you're trying to manage your life, your money life, and debt and retirement and everything else like that, right? This survey also found that Canadians who work with professionals are less inclined to see money as a source of stress. In contrast to those who don't work with a professional advisor, are almost three times likely to say that they're stressed with their debt. So it's really, really important that I think you speak to your advisor. And if you don't have one, seek one out. I mean, I'm not the only one. There's tons of us that'll help you to talk through these problems and maybe put pen to paper and see things as an outsider looking in. I always say that using a financial advisor, you always get a 3% return higher on your money. And these are studies over 25 years. So I don't know why people still in this day and age try and manage their money themselves. I have no idea.
Yeah, it's just, everyone has an excuse, right? At least, it's too much. It's too much time to go and meet with someone, or they're worried about fees, things like that. But if you're getting a higher return, then that sort of cancels out those
What do you
fees.
care? And all these stories you read and the people reading the papers about financial advisors taking people's money and so on, it rarely happens, and if it does happen, something went awry somewhere. And like I said, I've been doing this for 30 years, and I don't know anyone personally that those things happen to.
Well, and I think that that's why it becomes a news story when it does happen, right? It's the old balance would be the old story would be the dog bites man story versus man bites dog story. You don't hear about it when a dog bites a man, but if a man bit a dog, that's news, right? So I think that that's what, what there are financial advisors all over the place. Most of them are trying to do a good job for their clients, and if one of them turns out to be corrupt, then it's going to turn into a big headline. And then it's going to be that. And, but if you've been in the business for 30 years, you're one of the top financial advisors in the country, you know that you can put some trust in Kelvin, the money guy.
Yeah, and there's many, like I said, there's many of us around that you can seek out help for. Don't go through this. Don't go through the next, I would say, 8 months or so, 6 to 8 months or so on your own. Seek out someone to talk to about these money problems, because we all have them. After interest rates starts to come back down and food prices go back and we get back to normal again, well, yeah, drop your advisor if you want. But I think in the next little while, and get somebody to help you to seek through all those problems, and maybe after the break, what I'll do, there's six questions that people always stress over. And I'll give statistics about if you use a planner or you don't use a planner, where do you stand when it comes to those type of questions?
Awesome. And that's coming up on Your Life, Your Money with Kelvin, the money guy. Like I said, he's one of the top financial advisors in the country and a great guy to get to know. So you can give him a call anytime at 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. Or you can visit his website, askkelvin.ca. There's a schedule call link. You click on that link in the top right-hand corner, and you'll be directed to a list of dates and times. You select the best one for you, and then you have a chat with Kelvin, the money guy. That's askkelvin.ca. You can check that out anytime or give him a call at 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. And let's continue talking about those questions that make people stressed out, those things about your finances, those things about money that make you stressed out. And maybe we can help you out with that as Your Life, Your Money continues here on 640 Toronto.
You're listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Corus Entertainment.
And welcome back here to Your Life, Your Money. Thank you so much for making us part of your Sunday morning. Don't forget to visit Kelvin's website, askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca. Or you can give him a call anytime at 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. And, you know, I don't know what it is about this year. I got to apologize for the sound of my voice. I feel like I sound like Baby Rudolph. A listener told me a couple of weeks ago I sound like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer when they put a little piece of coal on his nose or whatever. If it's allergies or just the fact that my kids are in daycare now and bringing home all kinds of stuff. But I'm noticing a lot of people sounding like Baby Rudolph around. So welcome to the club, everyone.
Yeah, actually, they're saying that this year is really bad for allergies. In fact, some of my buddies who never had, you know, sniffles and stuff are getting it this year.
It's just it's a weird year for that. That's something that, yeah, I did read an article about that. I also read an article earlier this week about finance. You know, the show's Your Life, Your Money, so we should bring it back on topic. An article, opinion piece in the Globe and Mail that said, Gen Z thinks you need to make $100,000 a year to live comfortably. How realistic is that? And the article goes through sort of the expectations of different generations and what they think. But I think it is interesting, Kelvin, you know, we're talking about money stress. You got Gen Z who's, you know, coming into their own in the workforce. They're still, you know, in their 20s and stuff, but they're probably stressed if they're looking at their paycheck and thinking, well, I'm not there yet. I'm nowhere near there yet. $100,000 a year. Is that what people should be making? Especially when you're Gen Z.
Yeah, you know, I read that and I listened to you and Kelly that show and I was thinking about it. I don't know. I think that's unrealistic. I mean, $100,000 when you're in your 20s or 30s, you know, unless you're a doctor or something, and I think it's unrealistic. The average salary in Canada is about just shy of 50,000, right? So, and that's like a 55, 60-year-old people. So I think when kids get out of school, whatever degree they do, I think the professors tell them that this degree warrants 80 grand or 90 grand. Or, and I think that's where they get that.
And then they got to justify the tuition somehow. So
yeah. Maybe that's what it is. Yeah.
Yeah. So no, then all of a sudden,
I think it's nice to make 100 grand. Mm-hmm. But it's unrealistic. I think people under 40 really need to sit down with financial advisors and plan out their money life. I mm-hmm. think when I look back to myself and friends of mine that are not in the financial planning business as well, we really didn't start it thinking about money until we were probably 35.
Mm. Yeah.
Because everything was, you know, we grew up in a world where we grew up where you had to kind of, you know, budget everything. I think the Gen X's get everything they want. So parents like ourselves just buy them whatever they want. So if they want a new car, they get it. If they want to Louis Vuitton stuff, they get it. And I think they grow up with a sense of unreal, it's unrealistic, I think. And maybe that's where they get the idea they need 100 million.
Right, and when you think about the period of time that we just came out of, it was a sort of uninterrupted stream of, yeah, we had the 2009 drop off, a little bit of financial trouble. Like, obviously, that seemed like a huge thing at the time, but then just kept on rolling after that. Basically, everything from then on to now, that's a big time for Gen Zs growing up to feel like almost anything is possible and everything is pretty good and everything is awesome. And maybe their level of comfort is sort of relative to previous generations, especially maybe when you look at people who've grown up in troublesome financial time. Comparatively, the level of comfort is all relative, right? So if your level of what is comfortable to me is having a roof over my head and groceries in the fridge versus, like I was saying on the air, my level of comfort that I would hope for, and I'm a millennial, is I want to be in a position where, hey, the air conditioner breaks and I don't have to break the bank or worry about savings or worry about going into debt to fix it or get a new car and not have to worry about it. That's the sort of level of comfort that I'm hoping for. But maybe that expectation is a little bit extreme and a little bit high. And maybe that's where a lot of our financial stress comes from.
I think so. And I think this interest rates going up, eight times, nine times in the last little while is a lesson learned for all of us, especially for people in their mid-20s to mid-30s. Because what it's going to do, it's going to get you back to the 70s when the oil crisis happened and they went to K cars, and maybe people don't remember that. But it seems very similar now in the feeling of people and the way things are. So if you're that age, you really need to seek out, and it might seem early in your life, but you really need to seek out a financial advisor. And I'll tell you why when I run through some of the statistics. And Chris, I was thinking, in September, when we get back to the fall and we get back to real life again, I'm thinking, and maybe people could go to my website and let me know if it's a good idea, just to do a show, dedicate one show every Sunday for people that are under 40 years old. What to expect when you're in your 50s and your 60s? Why should you start planning your money life early? Our parents tell us all the time, man, you guys, I wish I knew how to save money when it was my 20s. I'll never have to save again when I'm in my 50s. So I'm thinking of doing a show like that to dedicate to the people that age group, because I think they need help, more help than the average, 65-year-old. What do you think?
I think that makes a lot of sense. And then hopefully we can get people started off at a younger age, and then they'll be doing even better. We can affect change here, and hopefully people will be doing even better when they reach their parents' age, and maybe they'll be living that comfortable life that they were talking about in that article. And bringing it back to the topic of the day, financial stress. I before the break, you mentioned we'll talk about some of the things that are causing people financial stress. There are six things.
So one of it is, they ask, I don't know how many people, but they said, one of the things is money is my top source of stress. 39% of people that responded didn't have a planner. 15%, only 15% with planners were stressed. So it still just goes to show that if you don't have an advisor or a planner, you're more stressed about it. Another question was asked is, I've lost sleep because of my financial worries. Again, it was bigger for people without a planner, 44% versus 26% using an advisor.
That's a big
difference. I think it's because we talk out things with people. Another one was my debt causes me stress. So 27% of the people that responded didn't have a planner, and only 10 with a planner, so they were less stressed, right? Again, one of the other questions they asked was, keeping up with bill payments and expenses causes me financial stress. 32% of people are stressed because they don't have a planner to talk out their stress with. And this next one was kind of interesting. It said, I feel more hopeful about my financial future today than I did a year ago. And the bigger number, 55% feel better because they use a planner, and 48% without a planner. So my thing in the beginning was seek out advice. You know, financial planning can be a financial stress relief valve, I think.
You know, that's the only one of those questions where something peaked over 50%, right? Mm-hmm. So 55% of people with a planner feel better about their finances this year than they did last year. That's a pretty good, I think, sales pitch for having a planner, because if you've got 55% of people responding, that's the highest percentage of all those questions coming back and saying, I feel better. That isn't that what your hope is? To, you know, consecutively, hopefully, feel better every year about your finances than the last year.
And you know, and it's getting better, right? It's slowly starting to get better. The statistics show that now there's about a growing number of Canadians, 19% think getting financial advice from a professional will help reduce their stress. It's up from 17% back in 2021. So it seems like the message is getting out there. But slowly, you know, I think that's what it is. So people always say, you know, ever wonder what it's like if you don't have an advisor, you know, ever wonder what it's like to work with a planner? Do people ever think what it is rather than fees and I'm going to take my money? You know, when you have one, what you get is you get expert advice on everything from tracking expenses and paying down debts, saving money, and meeting your short-term and your long-term financial goals, right? I always say plan your long-term goals, but more importantly, have some short-term ones, because if you can accomplish the short-term goals, you certainly will accomplish the long-term ones, right? So, you know, financial planners are trained not to take your money. Financial planners are trained to provide their clients with a holistic financial planning. Remember, we had a show about that maybe many shows ago. Mm-hmm. You know, better financial literacy and greater confidence when it comes to managing your money. So all of us, there's certain courses that we have to take. There's certain things we have to do, continuing education, because we have to keep abreast of what's happening in the money world so that we can inform you how you can do better. So you go and live your life, do what you have to do what you do best. I always say, you know, Chris, always do what you do best and hire people to do all the other things you don't want to do. Yes, you're going to pay a little bit for it, but that's just the way life is. Nothing is free. Mm-hmm. And you know, I always get these questions sometimes from people about, well, I deal with the bank, and not to pick on banks, but they don't charge me anything. Well, it's not really true. I mean, there is a cost to everything. So I find many people that deal with the bank, they pay the fee, but they don't get the advice. And that seems to be one of the biggest problem I find. I think people need to change their money life. If you don't have a planner, go get one. And yes, I am pushing financial planners, because what I've seen is people that hit their 50s and in their 60s always say to me they regret not getting someone to help them through their finances. So there's a lot of things that I hear from people, and that's why these shows come together, because if these people have these problems, well, if you're in your 40s, 50s, why don't you change what you're doing so that maybe when you hit your 60s and your 70s, you're doing okay money-wise, you know?
You can do better with a planner, so why not get started today?
Yeah.
If
all these statistics are pointing to get someone to help you with your money, shouldn't you really do that?
I agree. And you can start right now by giving Kelvin a call at 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. Or you can visit Kelvin's website, askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca. And like Kelvin mentioned, in September, we'll be doing a show special for people who are under 40. And if you've got any thoughts or areas of advice that you think we could dig into on that, you can also drop Kelvin a line, askkelvin.ca. Visit the website. Tons of stuff you can do there, including schedule a call so that you can chat with Kelvin about your money and get started on getting better, getting a plan together so you'll be doing better when you're in your 60s. Askkelvin.ca. Askkelvin.ca. More of your life, your money, continuing on 640 Toronto.
You're listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Corus Entertainment.
And it is your life and your money, and that's why we named the show that. So thankful for you to be here on a Sunday morning. Don't forget, you can visit Kelvin's website, askkelvin.ca. That's ask, K-E-L-V-I-N.ca. And Kelvin, you know, last segment we were talking a little bit about how people feel sort of year to year about their finances. And I think maybe it's just that we've gotten used to the way things are. But I think a lot of us, including myself, feel better this year than last year when things seemed very, very uncertain versus the sort of relative uncertainty of 2023.
Yeah, I mean, when I talk to clients and friends of mine, what I find is we're starting to feel a little bit better. I think we're starting to see better returns on our money, so that's making us feel good. I think people are starting to see some light at the end of the tunnel. So if the year continues like it is, which I think it will, we'll see things settling down and life getting back to normal. It's funny, you know, I was looking at statistics and it says one out of three Canadians between the age, and this is an encouraging sign, actually. One in three Canadians between the age of 18 to 24 believe that having a better understanding of their expenses and taking steps to track spending will alleviate a lot of the stress. So that's a good sign for those people, because, and if we can apply that to ourselves, you know, If you're hoping to regain control of your money life, one of the simple things you can do is map out your income and spending, you know, maybe creating a budget. I always say budgets, you know, is like a diet kind of thing, right? But I think in the next little while, maybe get back to a little budget. After we get back to lower interest rates and so on, maybe, you know, live again, maybe you've learned some lessons. So there's some simple steps, you know, Chris, to follow. The first one is to calculate your net income, right? Look at your salary minus deductions. You know how you're saying about Gen X wants $100,000 to live on?
Or Gen Z, yeah.
Gen Z. Well, the old saying is it doesn't matter how much money you make, it's what you keep.
Yeah.
Right? So I have clients that make 40 grand a year and live a great life because we've mapped out their money life. The other thing we want to do, and with cell phones, you know, iPhones and so on now, it makes a lot of these things really easier. And maybe that's why 18 to 24 year olds are tracking things better because they grew up with the iPhone and so on, right?
Right. Everything is almost, when you can track it, a lot of ways that you can track your finances almost turns it into a little bit of a game, right?
Mm-hmm,
you
really exactly. Sort of
watch your debt go down or watch your balance go up, like that sort of thing. And you sort of start playing it like, well, not recklessly like it's a game, but like responsibly, like you care if Super Mario lives or dies.
Yeah. So another thing is, like you say, track your spending, you know, including regular expenses like monthly bills, your Rogers bill or your cell phone or whatever, and variable costs such as groceries, gas, entertainment. And I think if you cut back a little bit on everything, I think it'll make your pocketbook look better, right? So maybe before you do something, think about it. Before, we never used to think about buying what you want to buy. Do I really need this? You know, I see Amazon boxes all the time and thinking, what are people buying? You know, what are they getting? The trucks pull up all the time with these boxes and thinking, why do people need all this stuff? So maybe cut back on some of those Amazon things, right? Maybe you don't need it, you know?
Yeah, especially those purchases that you make late at night when you're not really thinking clearly. leave it in the grocery cart and wait and think about it in the morning.
Yeah. And the shopping channels, maybe get rid of that channel. Just for a little while, not forever, just for a little while and you'll be okay, right? And another thing, which is one of the most important, they're all important, but this one is set achievable goals. you know, where do you want to be next month, in 3 years, and when you retire? And monitor those things. They say what gets monitored gets done. People just say, oh, you know what, I think next month I'm going to save $1,000. Well, how are you going to do it? Maybe it's unrealistic. So maybe start small and work your way up. You know, make things achievable for you. And if you do so and you get your mindset like that, you will do wonderful in your money life. Right.
So you think, you know, if you were to look at it from the perspective of someone who was saying, oh, I'm going to save $1,000 next month, and then it's going to be next month, and then next month, and then next month, it would make more sense to say, you know, by the end of the year, I want X in my savings account, or X in my balance sheet. Like, that would make a little bit more sense than, you know, say making some lofty goal every month that you just kick further down the field.
And that's where the stress is. That's, you know, like, maybe you can't save. Maybe your income is stretched out so much that you can't save any money. But that'll change. That'll change in the future. It's because everything has gone up so much in price. So if you can't save any money, you know, don't stress out that you can't. Say next year what I'm going to do is I'm going to start fresh. You know, I'm going to start, you know, so set spending limits, you know, to get on track towards achieving those goals, and stick to your budget in the short run. You know, after the break, I'll talk about, you know, paying down your debt. What are some of the simple things you can do to pay down the debt and get that in control, you know?
Awesome. That's going to be some useful information as we continue here on Your Life, Your Money with Kelvin, the Money Guy. Don't forget to visit Kelvin's website, askkelvin.ca. That's ask, KELVIN.ca. Or give him a call on the phone at 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. You stressed about your money? Don't worry, Kelvin's got solutions. So you can call him up, you can check out the website, or you can stay tuned because we're going to be talking about some of the tricks about paying down your debt as Your Life, Your Money with Kelvin, the Money Guy continues here on 640 Toronto.
You're listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Corus Entertainment.
And thank you so much for making us part of your Sunday morning. We appreciate it, and we hope that you appreciate us here at Your Life, Your Money. I'm Chris Creston. I'm joined as always by Kelvin, the Money Guy. You can visit Kelvin's website at askkelvin.ca. That's ask, KELVIN.ca. He's one of the top financial advisors in the country and a great guy to get to know. So you can also give him a call at 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. Hey, are you stressed about your money? Yeah, a lot of people are. But there are solutions and there's ways to deal with it. And that's what we've been talking about in this hour today. And Kelvin, we were just talking a little bit about paying down debt. And how important is it to really get the reins of your debt if you're feeling stressed about your finances?
Yeah, well, you can't be a saver of money if you owe a lot of money, right? So paying down your debt should be priority number one. You know, the Canadians from every region say paying down debt would have the greatest positive impact on their financial stress levels. You know, by reducing and eliminating debt, you'll save more money, obviously, potentially improving your credit rating, which is very, very important for people, and ultimately take better control of your financial future. One simple little thing, you know, Chris, that people could do is, Many of us have credit balance of 5,000 or more, right? It used to be a little bit less, but now it seems like it's about 5,000. And the rate of that thing is like 18-19%. So what many people listening should do is maybe call another credit card and become a client of theirs, or get a new credit card. And many times they have zero financing on balance transfer. So transfer the balance from one card to the other. If you're paying $200-$300 a month towards the 19%, then pay maybe $100 or $150. Take the other half and put it into an RSP or a tax-free savings and let it make you money until the interest rate goes back up to, you know, 18% again. And it's generally a sixth of a year of zero financing. So it's those little things that people need to do rather than worrying, well, not worrying, but the putting away the debt and not worrying about it, you know? And that is what the stress is that we look open our credit card bill and we see, man, we made a $500 payment, but it didn't do any damage to our credit card, right?
Right. The balance is still there and the interest charge was $100 or whatever it happened to be. Like, and then all of a sudden you think, well, I'm in a sinking ship. There's no way out of this, but there is. There's tricks to do it. And that's why having a financial advisor in your corner can be helpful, because like that balance transfer thing, that's a terrific way to deal with it, because all of a sudden then you get a chance to catch your breath. Mm-hmm. And if you've got 0% interest for a year, that's a year to pay that off. And then you don't have that problem anymore. Yeah.
Yeah, even 6 months. Any little thing helps, you know. And I think people need to start thinking outside the box rather than throwing your hands up in the air and thinking, oh my God, I'll never get out of debt, so I might as well make it bigger, right? Some people think that way as well. You know,
look at our government. I think that's how governments spend money. We're learning a bad example from the people in charge.
Actually, they're leading us down the bad path. We'll just print some more money. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, don't take advice from the government. So you'll go broke for sure. Right? So it's the little things that's going to help you dig yourself out of debt if you're in debt. You know, think about this. I'm not encouraging people to take money out of the RSP, but if you have a big debt and it's bogging you down, maybe take out some money from the RSP, pay the withholding tax, and pay off the debt. Stop the interest. And then take the same money that you would have been paying the credit card and start putting it back in your RSP. So in about a year or so, a year and a half or so, you're further ahead.
And of course, this is all general advice, and it helps to actually run the real numbers by Kelvin before you do something. But these are solutions that would work. And it's not a cookie cutter thing for each person.
No, it's not.
But if you look at your finances and Kelvin's able to look at it and say, listen, we can, you know, pay a little tax on the RRSP right now and we get rid of those interest payments and then we can get back to savings in 6 months.
Yeah, and reduce some stress. So it's not for everything that, like you say, that I talk about, I'm just generalizing. It's not for everyone. I always encourage you to sit down with your advisor and do the math. Just do the math and see, does it work? And if it works, do it. If it doesn't work, don't do it. That's very, very simple. It's very cut and dry. You know, maybe it's for you, maybe it's not for you. Just sit down and put pen to paper and figure it out the old-fashioned way, right? You know, save more and often. That's the way to go about it, I in my opinion, right? You know, 46% of Canadians believe that saving more for a major purchase or for retirement would significantly reduce stress up to a bigger percentage than it was last year or 2 years ago. You know, in the old days, I remember my parents, even myself, before we make a big purchase, we would save the money to make sure we have it. The new way is to buy it and then worry about paying for it. So we need to get back to the old fashioned way of saving money. You know, save 10% of your income if you can, or start with 5 and work your way up, right? So start thinking about these kind of things. Don't just go willy-nilly. Now, when interest rates come back down to normal, then, you know, do whatever you wish. But I think in the next little while, we all need to tighten up everything and cut back on some things, not everything, and we'll do well, right? You know, ultimately, saving more money for the future comes down to incorporating, you know, all those tips into a simple plan of action. Don't complicate your life. Figure out what the problem is, jot it down, and work on that problem. And one day, not overnight, but one day it'll be okay. You know, by saying goodbye to your debt, creating an action plan that reduces your spending, and, you know, seeking out professional advice, you will be well positioned to save in the future. And that will go a long way towards reducing all your financial stress. The crux of this is money stressing you out? If the answer is yes, seek out professional advice. Call your financial advisor, because that's what they're there for, right? If you don't have one, I always say, you know, give me a call. So I guess find a financial planner who can manage your finances during these economically unpredictable times. it will get better, but you got to do some sacrifice as well to make it that much quicker for you. And if you do so, I think you'll face, when we head into Christmas time, you'll be sitting good. You'll be sitting well. Debt work might still be there, but it'll be financed maybe cheaper. And you'll put a new perspective on the way you look at your money life.
Terrific. And that's it. So if you're, you know, sitting there and you're losing sleep because of financial worries, if you're having trouble keeping up with your bills and expenses, and you know your debt is stressing you out, call up Kelvin or call up your financial advisor or work with a financial advisor, because you know, when we rolled through some of those questions earlier in the show, you know, are you losing sleep? Are you having trouble keeping up with the bills? People were feeling better when it came to working with a planner than those who weren't. And I think that that's an important thing to remember. So, you know, you might think, oh, well, I'm in so much debt, I don't want to pay a planner. Well, no, an advisor would actually help make this smoother and help you get out of that debt faster. Or, you know, if it's not a matter of debt, but it's just, you know, keeping up with your bills, an advisor is going to help you with that too. So if you've got an advisor, give them a call. If you don't, give Kelvin a call at 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN, or you can go to Kelvin's website at askkelvin.ca. That's ask, KELVIN.ca. Thanks again, Kelvin, for making another great Sunday morning for everyone out there listening. Thank you for listening to us here on 640 Toronto. I'll give out the number again. It's 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. Askkelvin.ca. Stay tuned to 640 Toronto.
The preceding was a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Corus Entertainment.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.